fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Am I really, like, letting my whole day be ruined because of, like, some spots on my face?
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Totally. You really have a choice. Like, are you going to let it take over your life in that way or not?
Whether I have clear skin or acne, I'm the same person.
And I always told myself, like, this is just something I'm going through. It's not who I am. Hey guys, welcome back to the pod. If you're new here, my name is Lavinia and I'm the host of Loud Talk with Lavia podcast, where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Today we have a guest episode and I'm so excited because this is one of my favorite creators, especially in the beauty space, skin positivity space, Miss Acne Baddie Laura. She posts a lot of unfiltered makeup routines that are suitable for acne skin, and just teaching her followers how to be your most authentic, confident self, regardless of how your skin looks. So if we're going to learn one thing from this episode, it's that confident girls sometimes have acne and embrace it and rock it. So without further ado, let's get loud. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavia, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today I am so excited because I have Miss Laura on. Oh my gosh, like acne baddie queen in terms of makeup. Her makeup always says, I mean, like in her videos and everything, I'm always watching them because I'm like, what is she using? I need to know. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, literally. Oh my gosh.
We were just saying, like, before we started recording, how it feels almost like we already know each other just because, like, I'm always watching your videos and, like, it's one of those things where with social media, that's cool about it is, like, you can kind of get to know people without ever even knowing
like,
them.
Like, before you get to know them.
Totally. Yeah. And I'm like, I need to have her on the podcast because we just have to make this happen. So super excited, but I want to know more about like you and your journey, you know, like maybe give like anyone who doesn't know you kind of give like a little bit of an intro on who you are.
Of course. Yeah. So I started filming videos, I want to say like 2020, like during COVID times. And at first it's kind of crazy because I didn't really start like doing acne videos. It was kind of like more, I was trying to hide it because in my head, like, oh, nobody wants to see that. Like, people want to see perfect. So, like, I would use beauty filters and I would try to, like, act as someone that I wasn't. And it was, like, really, I think it was, like, not until, like, 2.5 years after that, which is crazy, that I started to just embrace it. I was like, you know what? This is me. This is who I am. And that's when I really felt like I started connecting with people, you know? But, yeah, totally. I've always really been into beauty, makeup. It's always been something that I was, like, really into. And I feel like it wasn't until I started, like, really embracing it online that I really felt like it was for me.
Right.
Because sometimes you just look at it and you're like, oh, it's not really for me. But yeah, it's something I really, really loved. And I feel like it should be celebrated on acne skin and not something that I feel like people should like feel like the need to cover up, if that makes any sense. But yeah, that's kind of like, I guess, like the spark notes of like my social media. And then yeah, other than that, like, I guess personally, I'm from Dallas, Texas. I grew up here and I'm from like a big family. So I feel like I've always been very talkative. I think when I was a kid, I was shy, but
really,
yeah, I was a little shy as a kid, But I feel like I kind of made up for that by always trying to be talkative. It's like I've always had this like mentality of like fake it till you make it. Like it's
Right.
better to just like fake it. And like that really got me through some stuff. So yeah. But
I
yeah,
think
that's
even with social media, probably, right?
yes, very much. I feel like I still use it now. Like just fake it
Me
till you make
too.
it.
Every day. I like talk about this pretty recently, but I've just been having like the worst imposter syndrome recently. Like even though I'm like doing this as a job and like I've been doing it, I'm just like, I don't know, I'm in that weird mood, so I just have to like remind myself, like literally fake it till you make it, like even if you don't feel like it, like you don't even if you don't feel like you're that person, like you know, perception
Exactly.
from the outside is often different than like how we perceive ourselves. But diving back into your makeup journey, like what did you like have acne as a kid too, or more just in your adult years?
I think honestly, I don't remember. I've had acne for as long as I can remember. I think like obviously when I was like in elementary school, I wasn't really focused on my skin. I wasn't really
Right.
like thinking about it the way that I did. And then I got to middle school and it was kind of like one of those things where it was like, oh, like people are starting to tell me that I have acne and like I need to do something about it. I need to wash
Yeah.
my face. And so I think like I truly don't remember myself with clear skin. I feel like I've always had that experience with acne. And so I like obviously when I was like in elementary school, I didn't have acne. Like I was younger,
Of
you know what I mean?
course.
But I feel like it's been such a big part of my life for such a long time that like I don't know. To me, it's like I've never had clear skin. Like that's just how it
Yeah.
feels sometimes.
This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, 9to5 Skin, which also happens to be my beauty brand. And let me tell you, one of the biggest misconceptions about acne is that it is a hygiene issue. And you'd think when 80% of the world struggles with it, this would be more talked about. But the issue is the beauty industry has trained our minds into frantically buying every single product we see online with these crazy, unrealistic before and afters that tell you this one product will completely clear your skin. And not only that, it's going to take away every pore, every scar, and transform your skin in a matter of a few weeks. I don't view skincare like that. I was sick of seeing real skin not being represented, and I was like, you know what? Let me just do it myself. This is 9to5 Skin, where we only show real skin, real results, because skincare at the end of the day is a supplement. It should be helping your skin along the process, no matter where your skin's at in the journey. I struggle with hormonal acne, and these are products that just help me in my day-to-day, make me feel good in my skin. And before you say anything, this is not just another influencer-founded brand. My name is Lavinia, and I'm a fully 100% self-funded brand. We're doing things a little bit differently over here, non-traditional, and bringing a little bit of my engineered solution to skincare, like Spray Away. It's our best calming yet hydrating mist. I wanted to pull together my experience as a content creator for the past 10 years, where I've tested out hundreds, if not thousands, of products with my background in chemical engineering and business to create a brand that doesn't make you feel like something immediately needs to be fixed. I wanted 9to5 to be that brand when you pick up the product, you instantly feel more confident in your skin, because hating your skin to healing is not possible. We need to focus on skincare that promotes progress over perfection. Of course, we're keeping our products affordable and accessible. And from one acne-prone girly to another, remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today and shop 9to5 at 9to5skin.com. Again, you can find all of our products at 9to5skin.com, and our four-piece bundle is $20 off. You heard me. Whole $20 off. You can get the full four-piece set. It's so interesting you saying that, because like I remember when I first started experiencing acne, and I always told myself, like, this is just something I'm going through. It's not who I am. And in a way, like, even though I had like really bad acne, I never associated myself with like a person that had acne, if that like makes any sense. Like, I just, in my head, I was like, no, I just like have a few breakouts right now, but like, I'm not someone who has acne. Like, I really tried to deny that, which came really full circle, because now it's like fully embrace it, post like every angle of myself on the internet. Like, it's crazy how that works. But do you feel like almost taking that and making it part of your identity in a way like helped you?
Oh my gosh. Like I always say, like I get a lot of DMs and messages from a lot of people who watch my videos and they're like, oh, you've helped me so much. And I'll get like comments being like, you helped me. And it's like, y'all don't realize how much y'all help me sometimes. And it's like, whenever I just decided to be like, I mean, I still remember vividly like the first video I did where I was like, oh, makeup routine on acne skin. And I remember being like, oh, like nobody's gonna want to see this. Like nobody wants to want is gonna want to watch this. Like, no. And it was kind of like that inner like self-hate in a way, like you don't like you kind of projecting that out onto other people because that's how you feel on the inside. Like, I didn't like the way that I looked with my acne. I really hated my acne, and like it was one of those things that really consumed me as a person. And so when I published that first video, ironically enough, it was like one of the videos that really took off for me. And people were like commenting, oh my gosh, you're so pretty. Like, I didn't even notice your acne. And it's just like one of those things where it's like, wow, like it truly is when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Totally.
And it really did
Wait,
help
say
me.
that again.
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
I love that. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Oh, I live by that. 'Cause I'm like, there's beauty in everything. Like, I think I've said this so many times in videos before, but I'm like, there's so much beauty in everything. You just have to be willing to like put your biases aside and really see that. And I think that like I struggled with that myself, as in like I literally always thought, oh, my acne's ugly. That's what society says. That's what everyone says. And it's just like that's the way it is. When it's like, no, it's not. You can change
Yeah.
it. You can view it in a different way that makes that's empowering in a way. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so
I
yeah, I feel
100%
like,
agree.
yeah, posting videos really did help me. And seeing how much it helps other people, I'm like, wow, me and you both, sister. Because like it helped me so much become more confident for sure.
Absolutely. It's like a two-way street. I always say, like, posting videos online of my skin, it wasn't just like, oh, let me post this to help others. It was almost like I was posting those, like, talking myself in a way. Because if I was out here, like, posting that I was confident in my skin, I had to be that in real life. So it was like,
Yeah.
it's a two-way street for sure. And it's kind of like, again, fake it till you make it. Like, I was putting out this persona of confidence in my skin. So I had to just like also
Exactly.
show that. I'm curious for you if you ever experienced this, because I often get comments of people saying, like, oh, you give yourself acne on purpose, or like, you,
Oh.
I don't know. Do you get comments like that?
Weirdly, like not a lot. I feel like the more comments I get is like more in the sense of like, oh, the reason why you have all that acne is because of your makeup, and like you
Right,
should
which,
your yeah,
yes.
stuff like that. But giving yourself acne on purpose, I feel like I don't think I've ever gotten that comment before.
That's
That's
crazy.
crazy.
Yeah, no, I have. And it's more like I think people in the sense of like, oh, like since all my social media, like that's like an underlying message is like makeup on
Yeah.
acne and skincare and acne. People are like, oh, you like want to keep your acne, like, because otherwise you'd be unemployed. And I'm like, who in the right mind would
What?
ever do that? First of all. Second of all, yeah, I'm gonna like embrace into my content because it's like part of something I struggle with like on a daily basis. But I mean, even if I had clear skin, I don't think like I'd still be doing makeup videos and skin, you know what I
Yeah,
mean? Like,
that's
but
so weird.
where I like what I was leading into that with was, where's that line for you between like embracing your acne and like working to heal it? Because like obviously we all know like acne is kind of like a signal that like something's going off in the body, but like it's really hard to like get down to that root issue. So what's kind of that
Yeah.
line for you of like embracing where you're at but still.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Looking to like potentially fix, you know, the.
So yeah, I feel like a lot of people think that there's like a cognitive dissonance to that, like you're saying one thing but like wanting a
Yeah,
different thing. For
right.
me, honestly, I think it's just there's a very good way I was gonna put it, and I like completely lost my train of thought, but I think it very much is like you can still want clear skin. Like there's a lot of reasons why you could want clear skin, like you like health concerns, or
Yep.
just acne is painful. Like there's so many times where my face literally hurts so bad.
Yes,
And it's like, I
yes.
want to get rid of it. But I think that I've disconnected me wanting clear skin to like me wanting to be beautiful. I feel like I've found my confidence and I found my beauty, and like I understand my worth, regardless of whether my skin is clear or not. So
Yeah.
I guess it's not about like the wanting the clear skin that's like, oh, What are you embracing it? How do I say this? Okay, so it's not about like, oh, you have to have one or the other. It's like you could want one, but still like love yourself, understand your worth and your beauty while still having the acne. You know what I mean? You could be on the
Totally.
journey to your skin while still like being like, you know what though? Like, I'm still gonna be a baddie regardless, is what I always say. Like, whether I have clear skin or acne, I'm the same person. Acne doesn't define me, and it doesn't take away or add to who I am. It's just what I'm experiencing in the moment. You know what I mean? And if my skin
Totally.
clears tomorrow, that'll be that. But I'll still be the same person, worthy of everything that I've been doing and more and whatever the same. You know what I mean? So that's kind of like the
Absolutely.
way that I like think of it, is just disconnecting the like worth from it, if that makes any sense.
Right. Yeah, no, and I totally agree, because I think people too, with like the whole skin positivity movement, a lot of people are like, well, we shouldn't normalize acne because it's like something like that's going wrong. And I fully agree with that notion too, because it's like you shouldn't ignore your acne. You know, your acne is like meaning your body's working in a way to tell you like, hey, something's up, like, you know, I need help in this department or whatever. So we shouldn't like ignore that side of it. But as you perfectly said, like, you shouldn't base your whole worth on whether your skin's clear or not that day, because that can fluctuate so much, right? Like, li our lives are so dynamic, weather, like sleep, stress, all of these things. And if that causes you to break out and it completely deteriorates like your worth, then we get in like a slippery slope there. But definitely, like, you know, you can, as you mentioned, like, you can still want to heal it. And I think that's a lot of where I think the internet has gotten a little toxic with any of the positivity movements, body positivity, skin positivity, whatever it is. It's like people show up, you know, embracing this side of themselves. And then if they change their appearance at all, it's like, oh, so you don't believe anything you talked about. Like, you're still looking to change, right? It's the same. Like, I know Spencer Barbosa talked about this a while ago when she started like going to Pilates more regularly, and then people were like, oh, so you're not about body positivity, like, you want to lose weight and this. And she's like, can I not take care of my body by working out and still feel confident in it? You know what I mean? Like, that's the line where I think people don't understand sometimes.
I think people put too much worth on physical appearance, and they think that if you are embracing something that's like, I guess, unconventionally attractive or unconventionally, or what is it, conventionally unattractive, whatever that you're like kind of being like a spokesperson for that. And then say like you pop up one day and your acne just decides one day to like clear, or like you found the root cause of it and you're like treating it, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, so like you don't believe in anything that you're talking about. And it's like, no, it's all about the journey. And at the end of the day, I'm like, I'm a very strong believer in like, I do not think that having acne is the worst thing to happen to someone. Like, I feel like it's okay, it's fine, like I'll be okay. It's my body, and I'm like working through it. And I feel like, you know, if I ever find what's wrong, like what's causing it, and I really like get to the root cause of it, then, you know, that'll be a day. But I think that I would still believe what I believe in about having acne skin, is that it really is something that I feel like doesn't take away from your beauty at all. And whether I had clear skin or not, I think I'd still really believe that.
Absolutely. Like, honestly, you couldn't have said it better. Like, I think a lot of people just base that worth, like, yeah, and kind of make you the spokesperson of it. And I think the whole message that both you and me are trying to like relay on social media is that you shouldn't like let that one thing determine your confidence, your happiness, and all that day. And we don't, like, we have bad days too. I think that's like a part people don't understand sometimes too, is like, there's days where I wake up and look in the mirror and I'm like, my acne today, like, ugh, like today's gonna be rough, you know? But like, yeah, and like you said, like, acne is not the worst thing to like have, and sometimes it feels that way where, you know, I've received comments before that it's like, if I looked like you, like, I never leave the house and I do this. And
Oh,
I'm just like,
gosh.
that is crazy. And it can feel that way sometimes. It can feel that heavy, you know, and that big of a deal where it's like, man, I don't want anyone to see me like this. But at the end of the day, what I talk so much about on this podcast too is like, you really have a choice. Like, are you gonna let it take over your life in that way or not? It honestly comes down to like whether you let that control your day or not. Like, and you can let it, you can feel really heavy and it can feel like it's the worst thing that's going on, but it's really like how you move. And sometimes you have to take yourself out of it and be like, okay, am I really like letting my whole day be ruined because of like some spots on my face? Yes, it's painful, and yes, it's uncomfortable, and like people stare and this and that, but like, are we really gonna do that? Like, you have to kind of downplay it for yourself sometimes to really get yourself out of the door.
Yeah, that's what I say all the time. And I've gotten that comment as well, like on social media and then like even in school, like catty mean girls sometimes will just, oh, are you left the house like that? Oh, I would not leave the house like that. And then like it's just kind of one of those things where it's like you probably weren't even thinking about it that much, and then like someone made you
No.
think about it and now it's like worse. And yeah, like, I think it's like it really did feel really hard. And I think that when I would get those comments on social media, I'm just like, well, I don't leave the house. And it's just kind of like, wow, like thanks for reminding me why I don't leave the house. But it's like you
Right.
said, you have to like downplay it and you have to like
Yeah.
kind of make it seem like it doesn't matter, because
Yes.
honestly, it honestly is a very insignificant part of your life. Like your life is so grand and so big and so many things. And if you're letting this one thing control that, it's kind of like you have to also like tell yourself like, it's kind of crazy. You know what I
It
mean?
is, yeah. And you have to, like, it depends how much power you want to give it, right? And
Yeah.
also, like, with what you mentioned, like, maybe catty comments and that, like, oh, I would never post myself like that, or I would never leave me. You have to always remember, it's always projection. Like,
Yeah,
what does that
totally.
say about that person? Like, they're clearly tr looking at you and unable to comprehend how you're able to step out confidently like that, because they're thinking, well, if I ever looked like that, there is no way I would, you know? And, like,
Yeah.
when I think of that, I almost feel sad for the other person more so than like sad for myself, if that makes
Yeah.
sense. You know, so
Yeah, it
always
it honestly
projection.
shows more to their lack of confidence, because it's something of it's like, okay, like I remember getting a comment like that, and when I was in high school, I was a little feisty. Like I wouldn't let people talk to me like in any way like that. I wouldn't just take it. So,
Okay.
I remember this girl was like, oh, like I would never leave the house. Like she said something about like, oh, like you would leave the house, you didn't cover it up, like you wouldn't cover it up. And I remember just being like, okay, like sorry, you're not confident. Like you know what I mean? Like it just,
Laura, I
and
can't.
she was like, well, I wouldn't if I looked like that. Like she tried to fire back, and it's like,
Yeah.
that's more about you though. Like you just told on me.
Right.
Like, can I be confident in myself? Like you're not me. So like you don't, good thing you don't have to deal with it then, because like, Lord knows you fold like a card table. That's like, it's just like, I think that like, honestly, we're the strong soldiers, because there's people like that have admitted like, oh, I would never do that if I had your acne. And it's kind of just like, okay.
But I think that's the kicker there, is like they haven't necessarily gone through it. And I honestly always say, I'm so grateful that I've gone through like severe acne. Not for the severe acne, that part sucks, like on all aspects, but it's taught me so much. Like it's actually taught me so much, because I think it got me to a place of confidence that like I maybe never would have had if I always had clear skin. And then if I had a breakout, it totally would have like rocked my like world, because I would have been like, no, like what do I do now, right? So like it taught me to not base my worth on like these little fluctuating things as much. So I'm like grateful for that. And like, you know, I don't wish acne upon anyone, but if we're gonna deal with it, you might as well take the positives out of it and like, you know, try to get a bigger learning lesson out of it all.
Definitely.
We're the same age, right? You just turned 24 recently.
Before, yes.
24 too. Wow, look at that. So how long? Okay, so you started posting online like 2020, more like makeup based, then you started like showing more of your skin and all that. And now do you do social media full time?
Yes. Oh, it's so exciting. Yes, I do. I think this is
Amazing.
year, the first full year, 2025, that I was able to just like put everything aside. 2024, I graduated from college. So I was doing social media still part-time.
Yes.
And then I was a student, a full-time student, social media part-time. And then I had like little odd jobs on the side, like babysitting, dog sitting. I still dog sit. I love it so much. Not because
Love
I need
that.
the money from dog sitting, but I love dogs. So like I always do it. And then I would do that. And then this year I took a gap year. I was gonna like go into like higher education, like continue my education,
Yeah.
which I still plan to do. I think education is very important, but I took a gap year and I was like, let me just put all my force into this and let's see how it goes. And this is like the first year that I've done it full time, which is amazing. It's been very rewarding and I've loved it.
So cool. What did you take at school? I'm always so curious.
Oh, political science.
Okay,
Yeah.
cool. And then what
Yeah.
were you wanting to like do after like going
I
back
was
to
gonna go to
school?
law school. So I was studying for the LSAT. Yeah,
Wow.
studying for the LSAT, very rigorous stuff.
Yep.
I was studying for the LSAT. And I was like in the middle of that. And then I just honestly, I feel like any moment now, I probably could take the LSAT and just have that, get that over with.
Yeah.
But it's so nerve-wracking that I feel like I have to be ready. Like I have to be 100% ready. But yeah, I've kind of like done that part-time now, and this is like my.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Being focused right now, but I'll definitely still get that done. Like, that's definitely still a goal for me.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt with school as well. Like, I kind of always knew in the back of my head, like, I wasn't going to go like the traditional route with like a 9-to-5 job or go to industry and stuff like that. But getting like finishing my education was still so important to me. And I was making like a full-time income off social media in like fourth and fifth year for sure of uni, like the last like 2 years for sure. So there was like that pressure of people being like, well, why are you still like in school? Like, just do this full time. And I'm like, I'm not just gonna like drop these degrees. You know, we've seen that play out so many times. Like, I'm gonna make sure I like finish my education. And yeah, I graduated in June. So now it's been like just social media and the brand that I've been focusing on. But it's weird. Like, it's weird going from a student, not only like a student to like a job in the traditional sense, but from like student to being fully self-employed, I find is like really strange.
Yeah, I told my sister, I was like, I feel like school, I'm very type A and I like to have like a
Same.
plan, everything. So I feel like school, that's why I loved school, because there was always a goal. There was always something
Yes.
that I had to reach. And the goal was always this. The goal was always to graduate, to pass.
Yes.
That was always the end goal. And now it's like there is no end
There's no
goal.
goal.
It's just like
Yep.
you got to keep going. So it's like for me, post grad life is very like nerve wracking, but it's
Same.
so rewarding. Like it's like two sides of the same stone, if that makes any sense. It's
Absolutely.
it's been
It's
so crazy.
crazy because like the last few years of school, I was just like, again, waiting for that end goal. I'm like, I cannot wait to graduate and just be able to like focus on this stuff like full time, because it is like my literal dream and everything I love. And it's interesting how life works, because as soon as I was done, I was like, wait, I'm actually really struggling with like being like fully self-employed now, because I have just been an academic, kind of like how you were saying, my entire life. Like my entire life. It's funny how we talk about identity in terms of like acne and stuff. Like, no, my identity was like academic validation. Like, that's how I got like most of my identity.
Yes.
So when that ended, I was like, now what? Like, now, like, I'm just like,
right?
and not to say like, oh, I'm just an influencer. Like, that's not like, I'm not saying that in a negative way at all. It's just tough when like all my circles and everything like this, we were all in these like academic world. And then people are like, so what are you doing now? I'm like, oh, I'm just like making videos. You know, like, it's just weird because I've never had that. And I don't know if you've experienced this, but because I always looked at like grades and numbers in that sense, I feel like now that's kind of transitioned to my social media, where I base my value and my worth in numbers online, which is really not good. And I didn't do it as much before, I think, because, well, school was just like so, like, took up so much of my time, and like I had a very like rigorous schedule too. So that was like my focus. Like, yes, I'd post online, I cared about my social media, but like at the end of the day, I cared more about like getting a good grade on an exam than like the video I posted. Whereas now, like, all that focus is on the numbers online. Have you kind of felt that too, being a recent grad?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's I try so hard not to look at it. Like, I try so hard not to be like so analytical about my content, if that makes any sense.
Same.
But it sometimes I like still to this day I'm like, oh, what's going on? And it doesn't help when you get comments that are like, oh girl, what's happening to your views? And it's like, I don't know. I don't know. I wish
I
I could
swear things have changed in the last few months.
it's
Like,
so bad.
I get comments of people being like, oh, I'd never see your videos pop up anymore. And I'm like, that's great. Like, what am I supposed to do about that, you know? And
Yeah.
it's, I felt the shift, like, not just on TikTok, but like even on Instagram. Like, it's not even about like, and it's weird because the same video, like one video on my TikTok can get like a million views. And literally the one I post an hour later gets like a few thousand. I'm like, what is going on? Like, it just
Yeah.
doesn't make any sense. And it's really stressful because, you know, when it becomes like your job, it's no longer just like, oh, whatever. Like, it was just fun to create videos. Like, it really starts to get to you on like a stress level. And
Yeah,
just like planning for the future and stuff too. It's like, well, you never know. Like, and as you said, there's no end goal of like, okay, I'm gonna post X like videos and get here. I was actually talking to this about this to my mom yesterday, and she's like, well, if you're like stressed, maybe just focus on the things that you have to do this week. And I was like, that's the thing with social media is like, I was telling her this, like, it's not that I'm like, okay, I have to post XYZ video this week. It's like, I have to post when it's like a branded video that's like, you know, once every few weeks or whatever. But the rest is really up to you. And like, if you don't do it, the only person losing in that situation is you because it like, you have to build for your future audience and all of that. So it's a really weird space. And I never want to come on and like complain about having this as a job because, as you said, like it is the most amazing thing you can experience. You know, like the opportunities are insane. Just being able to have like the freedom and literally being able to like play with makeup and skincare and like communicate with people online about like these issues. Like it's amazing. But as anything in life, like it also comes, I think, with its hardships, which is like taboo sometimes to talk about online because it's like you can't complain
Yeah.
about being an influencer because obviously you're in such like grateful position, but there's definitely struggles to it as well.
Oh yeah, it's definitely like I would say it's like it's not the hardest job I've ever had, but
No.
it does have its hardships for sure. It has its bumps in the road, and yeah.
What are like the top things that you didn't expect about being an influencer before you became one?
Ooh, the top things I didn't expect definitely would be, I would definitely say the PR that might be a little like basic, but I did not expect my room to be filled with boxes. Like that's the one thing I was like, I would get so happy if I got like one package at the door.
Yeah.
But, like now looking at like everything, it's just kind of like, whoa. Like that's the one thing I did not expect to like have to like actually have like a system for my PR
Yep.
and like be organized about it. I thought it was just like goodies you get like once a month
Once
or
in a while,
something.
yeah.
And then I think another thing that I really didn't expect was the like other people that are doing similar things to you. I think before I really like broke into like this acne sort of side to beauty, it felt like I was like on a ship alone and like trying
Yes.
to talk to people. And then, like I would see like other people doing it, and that's when I like saw your account and I was like, oh my gosh, like love her. And so I followed you, and I would see so many people that like are doing similar things to me. Maybe not just acne, but like
Yeah.
other Latinas or like other people that like are my age doing it. And it's just kind of it created a sense of community that I didn't think was out there. Like it literally felt like I was just like speaking into a void. And now it's like, oh, I have like people that I comment on their videos that I can relate to and that like make similar content to me. And that's the one thing that I like feel like I didn't expect, but I like loved the most, I feel like.
Right, the community aspect. No, I totally agree because it can be like a little bit isolating when you, especially when you come online, like sharing something that you're insecure about. It feels like, hey, I'm the only one doing this. And then you like break into the space and you're like, wait, I'm not the only one. It's so cool that like
Yeah.
we're all doing it. But I think that goes to show too, like, yes, we're all posting. I mean, at least in this community, like we're posting like, you know, makeup on acne and this and this and this. But we all have like our own flair to it and our own like personality. So that's why I always think like, you know, there's not like any sort of thing of like oversaturation because we're all bringing our own unique outlook on it, even if we have like similar themes across that. But when you first started posting content online, was the intent to like be a content creator?
No, I feel like I've always had that dream
Yeah.
I grew up in like YouTuber era, so like I feel like I've
Right.
always had that
Same.
dream.
Yeah, we're the same age. That was like the thing. Yeah, totally.
I have always had the dream to be like a YouTuber or some sort of like social media like personality like that. But for some reason, I just like I never like in my brain, I never thought it was like possible, but I like was it was fun. So I just started posting with like no intention of like having this be my full-time job. I just did it like for fun because I enjoyed it and just for something for me to watch back. And you know, I don't know if you've ever seen those videos, but it was like me talking to the mirror while I get ready, pretending I'm like a beauty guru or
We
whatever.
all did it. And if you say you didn't, come on now.
No,
We
I would
all
only do
did
that.
it.
No cameras around, just doing my makeup. And I would like look in the mirror and be like, oh, I'm using this, by the way. So it was always a dream I had, but I don't know why in my head it never felt like attainable. But I feel like, you know, my heart and my head were probably in different places at that time. Like my like you know what they say, follow your heart. And maybe in my head I was like, oh, it's like never gonna happen, whatever. But my heart like knew to just do what you love, just do it. It's fun, do it. And you know, it happened. And honestly, like that, like it also taught me like that nothing is unattainable. Like if you just put your
Totally.
mind and heart to it, you could do it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And like this year, you're part of the Ulta Collective. Let's talk about
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's super cool. So how did
Thank
that whole
you.
process like work? Is it similar to
Oh.
Sephora Squad, like in terms of like application stuff or no?
I think it's similar.
Okay.
I think it is similar. Yeah, the year speaking of Sephora Squad, I think the year before I had applied to Sephora Squad and I didn't get it. And it was something that I really, really wanted. I remember really, really wanting it. And I remember like Sephora Squad, I think you have to like get testimonials from like your family,
Yes.
friends, like your everything. And like that's what I was pushing. I would post about it on my TikTok and I was like, y'all can write me a testimonial, whatever, whatever. And at the same time, I have this like superstition that like if you say what you want to do out loud, it's not going to happen. So
Right. I believe the
I
same thing. Like, I was just taught that way. My parents were always like, do not speak
yeah.
anything until it's like
Until it's
contract in hand, like signed,
yeah.
delivered, sealed. Like, yeah.
Exactly. So with the Sephora Squad, it was kind of like I couldn't not talk about it because you needed those
You
testimonials.
need
So
to,
I would keep
yeah.
saying it. I didn't get it, and I was like, oh, it's because of my stupid superstition.
Right, yeah.
But honestly, looking back, I just didn't think that I had a solidified enough voice online at that moment. And like I said, starting this year is when I really started to pick things up. And then this year, I was like, okay, maybe I should try Sephora Squad again. I've been wanting to do Ulta Beauty Collective for the longest time. Ulta Beauty Collective is very, very competitive. And I remember being like, I think I'm just going to give myself a year and I'll try again for these programs next year,
Right.
which I didn't. Yeah. And it goes back to like the thing where it's like, I didn't think I would ever get it. And then I got an email and I would see like all these creators like being like, oh, like I'm applying to this, I'm applying to that. And I'm like, oh, I really want to apply, but next year, like let's get our feet on the ground real quick. And so then I got an email from like, I think one of their representatives, just it looked, I don't think it was like directed towards me particularly. I think it was like more of like a email sent to like various creators kind of being like, hey, like Ulta Beauty Collective, this is what it is. If you want to apply
Right.
here, like we'd love to have you on the application or whatever. And so I was like, you know what? I'll just do it. I'm gonna just apply. And so I applied and it had said that at the end it was like, if you want to make a video, you can. And I was like, no, I'm not gonna make a video. I'm not gonna say anything about it. I applied. Here you go. And if I get it, I get it. If I don't, it's okay. And then I got the email like 2 months later and I was like, oh my gosh. Like I would have never guessed in a million years.
Yeah.
Like I don't know, but I think that it was again one of those things where it was like my head was thinking different than my heart. Like my heart
Right.
was like, you mean just do it, it's something you want to do. And my head was like, oh, but it's like probably not gonna happen. And it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, wow, like you truly, truly never
Never know.
know. Just do
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, and like I can tell, yeah, when your head is thinking like be realistic. And I know that trend has kind of been on social media where it's like be realistic and it's like that's not how I even got where I am today by being like if I was realistic, like I wouldn't be even here now. Okay, I want to ask you, like, do you remember the video, or was it like a video or like a series or the time where you were like, oh, okay, wait, this is actually going somewhere and it's not just me posting these videos for fun?
I think it was probably when I first joined the not the creator rewards program that they have now on TikTok, but it was the one before that where it was like they would like pay you for any length video.
Okay.
I remember I joined that and I would get small paychecks, like I'm like literally maybe $300 a month. And I was like, oh, you know what? Like I started off making zero and now I'm doing
Yeah.
like these little paychecks. It's something though. It's like $300 a
It's
month for social media, most people make zero. So I
yeah.
was like, if I can do this, I can keep going. So I think that that was the first time that I like realized, oh, I can do this. And then the first time that it became something where I was like, oh, I am doing this was probably when I got my first brand collab with Beauty Bio. I think that was like, and they reached out to me when I had like, oh, I don't even know, like not even 100K on Instagram. I mean, on TikTok. And they were like, yeah, like we want you to do this. And like, we're gonna, this is our rate. Like, do you wanna do it? And it was like, well, like it was just crazy. Like, I thought it was a scam email at first. But yeah, I feel like that was the first time I was like, yeah, like this is actually like something that I'm really gonna start doing. Like, I'm actually doing it.
So cool. I love that. I love hearing like the kind of come up journey, you know, because for some people it's like kind of overnight and with the intent of like getting there, and other people it's like kind of a little bit random. What was like your family friends' reaction when you started like actually generating more of like a full-time income from social media and also wanting to do that full-time and like take the gap year?
Yeah, I feel like there wasn't like an immediate reaction because I feel like my growth was very, very gradual, very slow and steady. But I feel like the consensus is like, oh my gosh, like wow, like that's so cool. I think my parents very supportive. I love them so much. Like, I don't think I even had like a lot of followers before my mom bought me my camera and my tripod.
I
Like,
love that.
she bought me this vanity that I'm sitting in front of that has like really good lighting. Like, I feel like my parents really did believe in what I wanted to do, and they would always be like, I don't care like if you're not even doing well, like I see that it makes you happy, so we're gonna do everything like we can to support you. And I'm just like, I was just like, I feel like having the best support system help. But yeah, I feel like they always were like, whoa, like this is actually crazy. And I remember, actually, this is like a little side story, but I remember working at Target. I used to work at Target, and I remember my mom before I left would always be like, I want you to work for yourself. Like, I don't want you to like slave away for a company for the rest of your life. Like, I need you to work for yourself. And it's like, I didn't think that it was gonna come this quick, but I would always be like, yes, I am. Like, that's the plan, like that's the goal. And here I am, not even, I wanna say like I quit Target, like, ooh, like a year ago almost, like not even like a year and a half ago, like almost a year and a half ago. And here I am fully self-employed, and it's just kind of crazy how that happens, you know?
It's actually insane how fast like life can turn around like that, but it really, I think, yeah, having that support system and also like kind of being not delusional, but like really just putting yourself out there, like you said. Do you think that have like if you hadn't had acne, it wouldn't like it would have played a role in you maybe not putting yourself out there as much as you have? Like, do you think having acne pushed you towards being so like vulnerable and open online, which then helped like you become a full-time creator?
Yes, I feel like having acne really did push me to be authentic. I feel like I said in the beginning, I was making videos even covering my acne using beauty filters, saying I didn't have any. So I feel like I would have done it either way. But I feel like I am more authentic online, and I am more myself, and I'm more successful because I was able to like really fully be myself and like show people who I was. Like, if I didn't have that acne, I don't know if I would have ever gotten there or been as successful as I was, because I don't know. I don't know if I had clear skin, would I have been as authentic and been as vulnerable, you know what I mean, with my
Totally.
audience. So I feel like, yeah.
I love that. I always like wonder that too with myself is like, okay, like I was doing content for so long, but what really grew my pages was me showing my acne online, you know? So in a way, it's like everything happens for a reason. And like, you know, if you're given a certain hardship in life, even if it's like acne or whatever it is, right? Like if you can turn it into a positive situation and create something really cool out of it, why not? And I'm so, it's just crazy how, like, whenever I get a hate comment, I always think back to this. Like, you're hating on me because of my acne, but I literally use my acne to create, in a way, this life for myself by just looking at it
Exactly.
through a positive lens. So it's absolutely insane, like, the world we live in now and how you can actually do this. Because for me, growing up, I always thought to be a beauty influencer and, you know, all the beauty gurus I'd watch on YouTube and stuff, it was like, I thought you really had to have, like, I don't even know, like, millions and millions of followers to be able to do this full time, you know? I just never really thought it'd be like, I always wanted it, but again, I never thought it would be like my reality, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know. It's like, that's why I think every day I'm like, just like trying to embrace the whole process because it's such a fluid industry that you never know how things are gonna like go. So I really try to just embrace every day that like I get to live out my dreams in this way.
Yeah.
And you just went on your first brand trip, right? Was that your first or no?
Well, it wasn't my first brand trip, but it was my first brand trip. Well, yeah. If you consider a trip like out, like traveling, yeah, it was my first brand trip. Because I would say
Like
like
on a plane.
local was like event. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. It was my first brand trip. It was
And you went
amazing.
to New York.
Yes. And I
Amazing.
love New York.
That is so cool. I love New I've only been a few times, but
Oh, that was my second time going. Oh, it's amazing.
it's
I love
really
it.
cool. Yeah, that's like a feeling you'll never like every time I just it doesn't even feel real like being able to do these things and but
Yeah, it like feels like a fever dream almost. Like I was literally in New York, and like I got like I was I met two amazing like I met all of the UBC girlies, obviously. But who I was like hanging out with most of the time was this girl named Val and Carla, and I've been mutuals with Carla for like a while now. And like seeing them in person, it was like whoa, like oh my gosh, like it was so such an amazing experience. Like it was unreal,
so
honestly.
cool. And all because you like put yourself out there online.
Exactly, literally.
Before we close out this episode, I just want to end it off with like, what are your top tips to our listeners, you know, fellow acne baddies or not? What are your tips just for like feeling more confident in like your authentic self?
Honestly, I would say fake it till you make it. That helped me so much. I feel like if you just like, you can wake up one day and like really hate the way your skin looks, but like don't go about your day like if you hate the way your skin looks. Go about
Right.
it as if you love your skin and everything is perfect. The second would probably be don't put value on things that are going to change. Beauty isn't forever. Like the way that you look right now isn't forever. And I feel like if you base your most formative years on how you look right now, it's gonna like the effects of that will be permanent, but how you look won't. You know what I mean? So
I
there's
agree.
yeah. And then I one more I would say would probably be to just put yourself out there and don't let anything hold you back, especially your acne. But if even though you're not an acne baddie, like don't let anything hold you back. Just do it, go for it. You don't know the things that are out there for you, like. Yeah, that would be that'd be everything that I would
Yeah,
say.
I love that. And especially what you said there about the formative years, because I always think like, how mad would my 70, 80-year-old self would be if I spent all my 20s in my room in the dark because of my skin?
Right?
Like
That's
older me
exactly
would be like, girl, get out there. Like, what are you
right.
doing? Like
Like,
travel, like meet your
literally.
friends, do what you want to do.
Like I always say, like when you're 80 years old, you want to look back and like be like, oh, like I don't have pictures because I never took pictures because I
Yeah.
had. It doesn't make any sense. Like just take the picture.
Take the
You're gorgeous.
picture.
Take the
Yeah,
picture.
and I always think like you're the youngest you'll ever be moving forward now. So like acne, you're always gonna find another thing to pick yourself apart
Yeah.
about. Like the acne goes away, then you're gonna be like, oh, well, I have these lines and I have this and I you're always gonna find it. So like find the beauty in those things along the journey. It's so important. But I love that. Thank you so much, Laura, for coming on Loud Talk. I love getting to know you a bit more because I'm always like just
You.
curious. I just like I'm always wanting to know like the background of people like that I see online being like, hey, what did you like do in school? How was your upbringing? Like
Yeah.
everything. I just like love knowing that. But thanks for coming on. I really appreciate
Thank
it.
you so much for having me. I enjoyed this so much. Oh my gosh.
Amazing. Thank you so much for getting loud with me and Laura in today's episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. We post new episodes every single Monday morning at 7 a.m. MST on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. YouTube for the video version, and then audio on all podcast streaming platforms. And remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today. I hope you guys enjoy, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, everyone.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.